Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're very happy to welcome in Mike Silver, our NFL insider here on 95.7 The Game. Of course, you can check him out on NFL Network. All guests appear on the Dial Pad guest line. Mike, it is really good to have you on. We obviously have a ton on the Niners and, you know, Emmanuel Sanders being added this week and a real interesting opponent in the Carolina Panthers. But I would like to start with this Kelechi Osemele story, since that's where we were, just kind of catching the audience up to what we're looking at. This is a player who told his team, "I'm hurt." The team said, "Too bad. Suck it up, buttercup." He's got a second opinion that's wheeling him into surgery today. Where does this go, and how does the NFLPA defend Kelechi Osemele?
I hope the NFLPA will vigorously defend Kelechi Osemele. You know, I've communicated with him. I know his side of the story, and it's pretty, you know, pretty stark portrayal of, you know, a guy who says that he is injured. He's been playing through pain. They've been giving him Toradol injections that tend to wear off about halfway through games. And, you know, he's obviously got a very physically demanding job, and he can't stand the pain anymore. And, you know, he doesn't have a history of not being, you know, a guy who goes out and competes hard. And so, I mean, I would think you'd always want to err on the side of listening to a player who is protecting his body. So it's crazy to me. And if the Jets have a vigorous defense that somehow impugns his, you know, character, or, you know, whether he's telling the truth, they've certainly been awfully quiet about it.
Right, so, Mike, and look, I mean, you've covered good players, bad players, average players in your entire time covering the NFL. Have you ever covered a soft player? I don't think they exist at this league.
Well, I mean, I think I've covered disputes between players and teams as to what's going on medically. And, you know, I think we've seen recently a player who's now on the Rams, who was on the Jaguars, who seemed to develop an ailment that was curiously timed, that once he was traded from Jacksonville to L.A., magically disappeared. So, for example, yeah, I've seen that, you know, and I've seen stuff in between, but you know, this to me seems like a case. I mean, if Kelechi is at the point where he's posting medical opinions on social media and paying for his own surgery, I believe out of his own pocket, and then, you know, fighting for the money later, then obviously he believes it's something that needs to be addressed. And look, Toradol's a serious medicine. You know, it's been taken by a lot of people over the years, and you know, we admire them for being valiant and playing through things, but it's not something that, you know, I take lightly either. So, yeah, it's a terrible look, and I hope the Players Association will fight to assert his rights.
And I'm glad you brought up the Toradol part of it, because that's what is really baffling to me, is if you're the NFL team, you're admitting he has a torn labrum, a guy whose job is to stick his arms out and push the biggest men in the world. You know he has a torn labrum. You know you're shooting him up with a surgical-level painkiller to keep him functional. How could you even begin to argue that he's not in enough pain to require surgery now?
Yeah, and from what he told me, he said the Toradol's been wearing off. You know, so it gets him through half a game, and then the second half, it's a real problem. So not only are you shooting him up, you're not giving him enough. Yeah. And if you gave him more, it would be even more concerning. So, yeah, I, again, maybe the Jets have some great defense here that they're choosing to not share. But, you know, based on what I know, it's pretty ridiculous.
Mike Silver, NFL Network here on 95.7 The Game. So Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch shoot their shot in the trade market, and they land Emmanuel Sanders. What do you think of the move?
I like it. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty about the receiver core going into the season. There were hugely high hopes pinned on Trent Taylor. Dante Pettis at one point in the offseason there were very high hopes about, and then they felt less good about it. Come training camp, you have the two, you know, the young guys, Deebo Samuel and Jalen Hurd. You know, a lot of excitement there, and we've seen injuries, and it hasn't been what they envisioned. And so to be able to go get a guy, and importantly, a guy who is in that system, because Rich Gangarello, the Broncos' first-year offensive coordinator, comes from the 49ers, where he was Kyle's quarterback coach the past couple of years. And, you know, I talked to Rich. They're running the same system. Terminology should be the same. It should be plug and play for Emmanuel Sanders, and that's really important because Kyle's system is very challenging. So, I don't think they gave up a ton. Obviously, Kyle knows Mohamed Sanu and had familiarity with him. And as a fan, the price was higher for him. I'm glad they got one of them, and I think it'll help.
And how much do you think that changes? Look, Shanahan's not going to change his system. It's not like they got Randy Moss here, but how much does it change the distribution? Because so far we've seen they are desperately committed to running the football to the point where they run it 40 times, even when they're not running it well. Do you think that changes at all, or is this the same football team just with one more talented wide receiver?
Well, the running of the football is not just, oh, no, we can't throw it. It's all, you know, it's all enmeshed. The run, they merge the run and the pass in terms of the looks and the pre-snap looks and what people do in relation to both better than any system in football, and it sets them apart. And so they've always found a way to run the ball effectively, Kyle and those guys, Mike McDaniel. They're really, really good at this and arguably the best. So they're going to always want to run, and they're going to always want to have their passing game stem from that ability to run. And so I don't know that, oh, okay, now we have Emmanuel Sanders, we're going to stop running as much. But what it will do, you know, let's think about it. George Kittle became a record-setting tight end partly because he's really good and partly out of necessity. They just didn't have a guy in the passing game that they could, you know, that could take that kind of burden. And so by default, a lot went to him. You know, can Emmanuel Sanders be that second guy, that primary big-time target? You know, I don't know. He's coming back from an Achilles. He's a little bit older. He's coming into a new system, but maybe. And if he can do that, then it opens up a lot of things for everybody. And so I think there was a legitimate belief that Trent Taylor could have been a guy in terms of numbers and productivity had he stayed healthy. Maybe they'll be able to get him back. I don't know. But, it's a big deal if the passing game is not just George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk when he comes back on the backside and some receiver matchups they like. If there's another guy who is open a lot and who they can feature in that way, and that's Emmanuel Sanders, then look out.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Even though Kyle Shanahan's only been coaching in this league for a heartbeat or two, I know so much more about him, and he gets so much more discussed than Ron Rivera does. Like outside of the word river, you know,
Chico.
Yeah, outside of the word riverboat. Tell me about Ron Rivera.
He's phenomenal. He's a guy who, you know, it was presumed going into this season, and especially when they started slowly. Okay, new owner and David Tepper, usually that means turnover. Ron's been there a while. They had the Super Bowl season, and they, you know, it hasn't gone as well last year. And so people thought, well, he'll be gone. By the way, if he is fired, he'll get a job immediately somewhere else. He's one of those guys. But classic Ron Rivera, he just coaches his way out of it, at least thus far. And without Cam Newton, by the way, with a young first-time quarterback in Kyle Allen, they've changed the offense smartly to feature Christian McCaffrey even more. The defense has been super productive, and especially when it comes to pressuring the passer, and they play hard and don't quit. And as a defensive strategist, Ron Rivera is one of the very best, and he has a way of doing it that is super player friendly. He's got tons and tons and tons of strategic wrinkles, but they all fit into a box. And so maybe there's eight buckets that they all come from. And when you know which bucket it's in and you're playing for him, it allows you to have enough of a sense of what's going on that even if it's not perfectly what you've practiced against or there's a little nuance off here or there, you know what to do and you know how to do it fast. And that is a form of teaching and, you know, and strategic brilliance that is, you know, underrated. But, you know, I think the best minds in football recognize how good he is at that. So you get all of that with him and one of the best people. So, listen, this will not be an easy game for them because the Panthers have found a way to feature McCaffrey and be explosive on offense and because that defense has just been relentless.
Yeah, you mentioned it. The defense has been relentless, been the sack leaders for much of the year. Obviously, we've watched what the Niner D has done out here. Which quarterback Sunday should be more concerned about the pressure coming for him?
whichever one can't confidently hand the ball off and think the team's going to gain yards, right? I mean, yeah. If they both want to run, they both need to run, they both will try very hard to run. So if the 49ers are successfully mitigating the McCaffrey nightmare, which as a Cal guy is easier said than done, trust me. But if they can do that, then yeah, watch out, Kyle Allen, because Kyle Allen, who by the way hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions, but has put the ball on the ground.
D Ford's coming,
ton, and you've got a defense that, trust me, will be able to exploit that if they get to tee off. So that's their issue. As for the 49ers, I think they'll always, to some degree, be able to run it. But if they get behind and they really need to throw more, then same issue. The Panthers are coming after it. And we've seen Jimmy Garoppolo make more mistakes in terms of throwing the ball than Kyle Allen has.
Where's your Warrior fandom today? You okay?
Oh, I'm good, dude. Come on. other than the game wasn't in Oakland, which is, that's not ideal, but... Yeah, no, I mean, listen, you tell me, first of all, that I'm going to get that five-year run that we just completed. That's something as a Warrior fan I never thought I'd see.
Right. A five-year run like that, and all I got to do is lose to the Clippers in a new building? Sold.
Well, and listen, I mean, Klay Thompson's sitting there. I mean, the NBA is not complicated. Like, in football, we see crazy things like, oh, my God, Cam Newton's out, and there's still way more. Like, Harper leaves, but the Nationals are. But very rarely in the NBA do you get a story like, well, look, Klay Thompson's out and Kevin Durant's gone, but they're just good. Like, we get it. So Kawhi Leonard's on a Clippers team that was really good and giving them hell, and I don't know what you want to think about.
Mike, I don't think I've ever heard you hit that octave before. That was an awful lot of fun going to the weekend. Thank you, man.
But the Warriors will be fine. Let's do it.
They're going to be fine.
Let's go. Mike Silver. NFL Network.
No.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Football Friday.
The take care was maybe the funniest part after the screaming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.